The debate over embryonic stem cell research rages on the Senate floor, the vote coming in 24 hours.
The central question will be, will we sanction the destruction of nascent human life with federal taxpayer dollars?
And that's what this vote's going to be. It's going to be about the public health of people in this country and around the world.
I have a child that was adopted as a frozen embryo, and she's now 3 years old.
It's going to be about the public health of people in this country and around the world.
We actually adopted our daughter as a frozen embryo.
It's going to be about the public health of people.
The rings of Nazi-esque type of procedures.
It's going to be about people.
It's experimentation.
People.
It's a human embryo.
People.
Many of these human embryos are now living children.
She is 8 years old right now.
It's going to be about the people.
I gave birth to an absolutely beautiful.
It's going to be about the people.
Baby girl.
People.
This is really serious. And folks, we got a real, real battle.
If any of these embryonic stem cells could be used to produce life, none of us would advocate the research. But they will not be used to produce life.
She is 8 years old right now.
I gave birth to an absolutely beautiful baby girl.
Will we sanction the destruction of nascent human life with federal taxpayer dollars?
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Folks, a big update today on the stem cell legislation going through the U.S. Senate right now. The debate is going on. The president and the White House has announced that the president will veto this legislation, Senate Bill 5, which would allow embryonic stem cell research. I want to go right to Drew Ryan. Drew, you're with Congressman Trent Franks from Arizona, and you're going to ask Congressman to talk about, because everyone needs to know, Drew, this bill is going to the House of Representatives again, probably next week, because it's very likely that it'll pass the Senate.
That's exactly right, Jordan. You know, what we have right now is S-5 and S-30, both the stem cell bills being debated on the Senate floor. It looks like S-5, the embryonic stem cell research bill, will pass the Senate, probably with at least 65 votes. Then it will go directly to the House. And we have with us today one of the conservative stalwarts here in D.C. And one of the few congressmen that I am privileged to call friend. And that is Congressman Trent Franks out of Arizona. And Congressman, I got to tell you, I think the Democrats right now are playing a little bit of a shell game, promising the world with this embryonic stem cell research, when after aggressive years of research in this field, they have no proven results, none on the horizon, and yet they are asking for millions and millions of taxpayer funding to continue on this. And I think we're putting ourselves on a very slippery slope as a nation if we pursue this.
Well, Drew, I tell you what, I agree with everything but the slippery slope. I don't think we're on a slippery slope, sir. I think we're in an absolute free fall. And I believe that the tragedy of all of this is that somehow we lose the foundations and moorings that made the country in the first place, that, you know, that we hold all these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. In other words, that life itself is a creation of God. And ultimately, if we get away from that, then we will become a society that is brutal as the thesis that it rests upon, namely the survival of the fittest. If we don't have the courage to protect innocent human life, ultimately everything else comes apart, and it's hard to sometimes bring people back to that central focus, but that is the situation. And here we're not even talking about this happening in the private sector. We're talking about using taxpayer dollars to destroy human embryos.
And you know, Congressman,
where we are, then, you know,
exactly. Please. And Congressman Franks, this is—it's in a sense—it's the new wrinkle of the life debate. We have had some mothers of snowflake babies on these last couple of days, and people need to understand: we are not talking about some formless objects at that. We're talking about human embryos that they want to use for research using taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, and you know, the bottom line is, if we don't have the courage and the will as a people and as a Congress to protect innocent human life, then we'll never have the will or the courage to protect any kind of liberty for anyone. This is not just a casual ancillary question. This is central, core, pivotal point to the existence of this nation and ultimately to the direction of the human family.
Without a doubt. And Congressman, we thank you so much for the work that you're doing on the House side. Keep fighting the good fight. And Jordan, you know what? We need to hear from our listeners today and in the next couple of days, because the more we hear from our listeners, the more support we're able to give men and women like Congressman Trent Franks, who are fighting the good fight, fighting for life up here on the Hill.
That's right. The fight continues, folks. It does look like the legislation will pass the Senate later today or tomorrow. The president said he will veto the legislation. It will go back to the House of Representatives. The fight continues. We want to thank Congressman Franks for joining us on the program, but we want you to stand with us, folks. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
There's a troubling development underway on Capitol Hill, a legislative push taking a frontal assault against human life. In just a matter of days, a vote is expected on legislation in the Senate that would clear the way for the federal government using your tax dollars to conduct research on stem cells taken from human embryos. That's simply unacceptable, a devaluing of human life. The American Center for Law and Justice is urging you to say no to legislation that gives a green light to experimenting with stem cells taken from human embryos. The time to act is now. A vote just days away. Stand with the ACLJ on this critical issue of life. Sign on today to the Petition to Protect Human Life. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org. It happens every day. People log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, aclj.org, for critical resource information, information that makes a difference. People like Kim from Utah, who turned to aclj.org for legal information that helped her son complete a project for school.
He was not being allowed to use a cross for one of his ceramic stamps, although it met all the criteria for that particular stamp. We went to your website and we printed up three different things on students' rights, religious freedom, and he was allowed to use this stamp.
Listen, we are thrilled that that has happened, and that's why we have that great information available at aclj.org.
The ACLJ stands ready to help you with the information you need most, whether it's on Jay Sekulo Live, the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, or online at the website for the American Center for Law and Justice. Check it out. Information that makes a difference. Online at aclj.org.
This is my right. A right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulo Live. This is Jordan Sekulo. We were just joined by Congressman Trent Franks from Arizona talking about the embryonic stem cell legislation that right now is in the U.S. Senate. Of course, if that passes, and we expect it will then go to the House. The president said he will veto the legislation, and the majority leader of the U.S. Senate, Harry Reid, and the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, say they will fight to overturn the president's veto if the president does, in fact, veto. And the White House today said the president would veto this embryonic stem cell legislation coming out of the U.S. Senate. Of course, we'll have to come out of the U.S. House as well. Folks, this is a fight, and it's going to be a fight that continues on through the next days, possibly weeks, because of the different stages of the battle. Of course, the Senate has not yet voted. That should happen tonight or tomorrow morning, and we want to talk to you about it today on the program. We want you to call us. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. 1-800-684-3110. It's great news that the president has now said that he will veto this legislation if it does go through the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House. But folks, I want to hear from you today. What do you think about this legislation? And what do you think about all of these claims that have been coming out? And Drew talked about these as well, from some of the people supporting this legislation about the promises of embryonic stem cell research, when in fact, all signs today, folks, lead to these adult stem cells and adult stem cell research being really the focus of where stem cell research should be. In fact, there's a story today in a newspaper out of England talking about adult stem cells, your own stem cells, and people that were diagnosed with diabetes, young people that were diagnosed with diabetes, they were able to use their own stem cells, have them re-injected into their body. And then that actually prevented them from having to use any insulin. So again, folks, they were using their own stem cells from their own body, having those stem cells re-injected into their body. And then again, nothing to do with embryonic stem cell research, no destruction of life there. And Drew, that is what a lot of senators on the right side of this issue have been saying to about this debate. I know Senator Coburn today talked about that, issued a press release about this new development out of England with these the diabetics who have used their own stem cells. And I think that's what's important here. But Drew, tell everybody, because sometimes people get very confused on this issue because there's lots of different kinds of stem cell research. There's some kinds that, of course, we think are fine using adult stem cells, like what happened in England, using your own stem cells to have a way to prevent having to use insulin. Of course, those are great medical developments. But here we're talking about human embryos that are life. People have had children. We've had guests on the program, like Drew said this week, these snowflake babies. From these human embryos, they are living embryos. And unfortunately, Drew, the majority of the Senate right now, it appears, wants to do research on these human embryos.
Without a doubt, Jordan, and I got to tell you, let's break this thing down. What the Democrats are doing right now, these supporting S5, is despicable. I rarely use that strong language, but it is despicable. They are offering the world. I mean, just watching them on the Senate floor this morning, basically offering every cure to every disease if we go ahead with embryonic stem cell research is despicable. And what they're trying to do is frame the debate of, hey, if you're not for embryonic stem cell research, you're not for scientific advancement. But then you have Dr. Coburn and Senator Sam Brownback from Kansas standing up and saying, on the contrary, we are on the side of science. There are 73 known cures from using adult stem cells, from using umbilical cord stem cells, from placenta, on down the line. Let us be careful the path that we choose as a nation in allowing taxpayer dollars go towards funding this, what your dad has called, Jordan, weird science, this continuing research on human embryos. And, you know, you just said it. We have had mothers on the last couple of days who have had the snowflake babies, those babies that have been born from these human embryos. We're talking about the destruction of human life on behalf of science and in the name of research. And I tell you what, like Trent Franks just said, we're not on a slippery slope. We are on the precipice looking down. And the question is that where we want to go as a nation?
Folks, we want to talk to you. 1-800-684-3110 is the number if you want to speak with us today. I want to tell everybody, though, how important it is that you get involved in our petition to protect life. That's exactly what's at stake here in the U.S. Senate right now. The president has done the right thing and said that he will do the right thing and veto this legislation immediately if it passes the Senate. But, folks, we already know from Harry Reid's office, the majority leader in the U.S. Senate, one of the sponsors of this legislation, that they will attempt to override the veto, and they're only one or two votes short as of right now to be able to do that, folks. So again, even when the president does veto this legislation, if it does pass and the White House says he will do that, there is going to be a fight to maintain the veto in the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House, which is why we need you to stand with us. We're working towards 50,000 names. We're over 40,000 right now. We want you to call 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number, so you can stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and take a stand for life. Again, 877-989-2255. Go to aclj.org. You can also sign up online. Let's go right to the phones. Again, a lot of calls coming into the program. Timothy is calling from Tennessee. On line one, Timothy, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Timothy.
I got an interesting concept. You know, the Democrats have always fought for abortion and the right for abortion. Now they're fighting real hard for this embryonic cells. Okay, so I'm thinking that they're going to try to tie these two together to make their case even stronger and therefore somehow create like a little embryonic stem cell farm.
Well, I think, Timothy, and I think that would be in the plans, obviously, for this research, is you would have to have kind of a facility where you'd keep all of these human embryos that were still living together. But I think something even more important than what Timothy said, Drew, is first of all, unfortunately with this issue, this is not a conservative and liberal issue, folks. When you look at the U.S. Senate and how senators have voted, it's not Republican and Democrat. It's there is a lot of mix. Of course, more conservatives are against the stem cell, the embryonic stem cell research legislation. But Drew, it's an issue that's divided the House and the Senate. But it's also an issue that the liberals and those that support human embryonic stem cell research have been able to kind of take away from the abortion issue and not drive as many folks away from supporting it. And they have tried to keep that separation when, in fact, both are destroying human life.
Without a doubt, Jordan, and we've talked about this earlier. I mean, this is just another wrinkle in the life debate. It comes in a little bit of a different form. But I tell you what, the debate should be still the same. Are we for the destruction of human life in whatever form? And I tell you what, the reason it's so divisive, Jordan, is because of so much misinformation out there. Because if you're against embryonic stem cell research, then according to the liberals and the left and the Democrats, you're against stem cell research. On the contrary, the conservatives are for stem cell research within ethical boundaries of adult stem cell, of umbilical cord stem cell.
Right.
The science that works, and that's what they're promoting. And I tell you what, the more we tell our listeners and the more we inform people, I think there's a lot more clarity on this issue.
That's right. Let's go right to the phone. Susan's calling from Illinois on line two. Susan, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Susan.
I, being a Christian, I am very much against all of this that they're trying to push through. And I think a lot of it is the politicians are pushing their own personal agendas rather than what is right or what's wrong or whatever. It's their own personal agendas, and they are so off base. They don't go with facts. They don't go with what the truth is. They don't go with scientific research. They go with their own personal self. And it's such an insidious little thing that just kind of creeps in. It's like, well, what does fact have to do with it? It's politics. And they keep, it's like if they say it loud enough and long enough with enough sound bites,
right,
that they can convince the masses. Well,
and that's Susan, that is exactly what's happened here. You've had a major confusion on this issue, and it is confusing when you look at it. There's lots of different kinds of stem cell research. So, of course, like Drew was saying, those that support this human embryonic stem cell research, this destruction of life, come out and say, if you don't support this, you don't support stem cell research. And that's absolutely untrue. In fact, those who are against embryonic stem cell research still support adult stem cell research, umbilical cord research, and other kinds of stem cell research that don't have to do with the destruction of human life. I want to go to Jeff Surtees very quickly. Jeff's an associate counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice. And Jeff, when you look at this issue, it's just another issue for Planned Parenthood and now and liberal groups on the left who have been promoting the destruction of life for so many years, another issue they've been able to trick the American people on.
That's exactly right. This is all part of the same issue. It all belonging to what a recent book is called the Party of Death. It's a party that transcends both Republican Party, Democrats, and Independents. It's a party of death, which stands for really one proposition, that the unborn human being isn't worth a dime, is not worth any protection under the law, under the Constitution, and so forth. And what this debate is all about is making yet one more step towards the ultimate conclusion where we can take human beings and say, this class of human being is entitled to legal protection, and this class of human being is not entitled to legal protection.
Folks, we need you to join with us today. Again, this vote will happen either tonight in the U.S. Senate or tomorrow morning, so of course we'll keep you updated on that. But we need you to join with us in our petition to protect life. Drew needs those names. We need to keep fighting in the Senate. We need to be prepared to support the president's veto after the fact, because we know that the Senate will try to override that veto as well as the House of Representatives. We need you to join with us. We're around 40,000. We want to get to over 50,000. Join with us. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number to join our petition to protect human life. Again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, but I encourage you, call today while this battle goes on right now live in the U.S. Senate, 877-989-2255.
The best way to stand with the nation of Israel is to stand in Israel. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is organizing a very unique 10-day trip to Israel this summer with Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We've never done this before. We are very excited about that. I'm going, Jordan's going, my wife Pam's going. I mean, this is going to be the trip of a lifetime.
Visit the historic and holy sites in Israel. You'll also meet top government leaders and military experts. Travel to Israel with the ACLJ June 21st through July 1st, a trip you'll never forget.
It's a time to be there because it's important, but it's also fun to be there.
The cost, $33.95. That includes airfare from New York to Tel Aviv, your hotels, and all meals. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel this summer, June 21st through July 1st. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org. Make your reservation now. There's a troubling development underway on Capitol Hill, a legislative push taking a frontal assault against human life. In just a matter of days, a vote is expected on legislation in the Senate that would clear the way for the federal government using your tax dollars to conduct research on stem cells taken from human embryos. That's simply unacceptable, a devaluing of human life. The American Center for Law and Justice is urging you to say no to legislation that gives a green light to experimenting with stem cells taken from human embryos. The time to act is now. A vote just days away. Stand with the ACLJ on this critical issue of life. Sign on today to the Petition to Protect Human Life. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls. Lines are full, but keep calling. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Of course, we're talking about the stem cell, embryonic stem cell research legislation right now, live on the floor of the U.S. Senate being discussed. That vote should go on either tonight or tomorrow. Folks, we're expecting it to pass in the Senate, that we keep fighting and keep fighting the fight while that vote, before that vote happens. We do expect it to pass. The White House announced today that the president would definitely veto this legislation if it does, in fact, pass the U.S. Senate either tonight or tomorrow. But as we reported yesterday, Harry Reid's office, the majority leader of the U.S. Senate, who's supporting this legislation, said if the president tries to veto this, we're only one or two votes shy right now of being able to override the president's veto, of course. So this fight is going to continue, but we need you to stand with us today before the Senate votes on this bill. We have got to be ready to support the president's veto and keep the fight going. It could be a fight that continues over the next few weeks. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Join our petition to protect human life. Again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. And I want to go to Jeff Surtees here because, Jeff, during the break, we were talking about some of the new developments with adult stem cell research. One big development today, which we already have discussed on the program once, but if you're just joining us, folks, in England, a newspaper is reporting that 15 or 16 young people who had been recently diagnosed with diabetes were cured of their insulin dependency, so they don't have to inject any kind of insulin or no more injections, by reusing their own stem cells and having those stem cells re-injected into their bodies using their own stem cells, not destroying life, not destroying a human embryo, but using their own adult stem cells that came from their own body. And Jeff, that's where the focus of science is right now in the medical community. That's where the progress is, and that is where the money is spent and where the money should keep being spent.
That's exactly right. I mean, we have had many discoveries conducted and discovered through adult stem cell research. How many medical results have we received from embryonic stem cell research? None. Zero. Nada. Absolutely nothing. And if embryonic stem cell research was going to cure all the diseases that we're hearing that it's going to do sometime in the future, the biotech companies would be running with it. They would be investing their own money in this type of research. They're not doing that, though. They're not doing that, though, because they know that there's really no medical proven result that is going to give them the payoff that they want. So what are they doing? They're running to the federal government for a big, fat subsidy to do what it is that they know they won't make any money off doing themselves.
Let's go right to the phones. We have a lot of calls coming in. Folks, if you want to stand with us and join our petition to protect human life, call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org. Let's go right back to the phones. Joe is calling from Missouri on line 3. Joe, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, I had a question on what happens to the other to the embryos that aren't used for stem cell research, or the other stem cells.
Well, Joe, I think, we've had multiple guests on this week, a couple different guests, who these embryos are frozen, they're kept alive, and Drew, people actually have adopted these frozen embryos, and we can play a clip about a family who did do that, in fact, who had fertility problems, who then adopted a frozen embryo and now have an 8-year-old child that was a frozen embryo. And Joe, that is what's done with these embryos. And of course, this legislation encourages the destruction of those embryos, even though people are able to adopt them.
We actually adopted our daughter as a frozen embryo, and I was actually able to carry her and give birth to her. So these are called snowflake children because, just like a snowflake, they are each unique, frozen, and never again to be recreated. She is 8 years old right now, and through this one adoption program alone, there's been 137 children born, and about 16 are due.
So Joe, I think that answers your question. That was Marlene Strake. She was the first person to actually adopt one of these frozen embryos. Now they have a daughter who's 8 years old. And, Drew, this is why we have got to get these stories out to the American people, why we need people to join with us. It is a confusing issue. We're trying to make it clearer for you folks. But understand, this is life. There are 8-year-olds, 137 new humans are on this earth right now because of parents who adopted these frozen embryos, which were still alive, had them implanted, and had these babies. And, Drew, that is something that people don't understand about this issue and not something that those support this legislation want to talk about.
Exactly, Jordan. And you're exactly right. They do not want to talk about these success stories of the snowflake babies. And that's exactly where these human embryos are being used, frozen and used for families that are unable to conceive. And you're talking about these fantastic success stories of these snowflake babies, but the other side doesn't want to talk about that. They do not want to equate human life with these human embryos. They want to progress, they say, with this scientific research that will provide all of these cures. And, you know, Jeff said it. If the biotech industry had results, they would not need taxpayer dollars. They are looking for the United States citizenry with their taxpayer dollars to continue to fund what your dad, Jordan, called this weird science. That is the battle that we're fighting, and we're going to continue to fight things like this in this 110th Congress.
Let's go right back to the phones. Lisa is calling from Wyoming on line 6. Lisa, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, hello. I was just wondering, if they are using the small embryo babies in their research, what's to stop them from going to the next level and using one, say, in like the second trimester, like a live baby?
Well, Lisa, it's the slope that we talked about, and as Congressman Frank said, we've fallen off completely off the cliff. And I want to go to Jeff Surtees here because, Jeff, we know from so many of these groups, their whole job for Planned Parenthood and National Organization for Women and other liberal groups, for the past 30 years, they've been fighting for one thing, the devaluation of human life. The more they can desensitize the American people to life or call something a fetus or call it an embryonic stem cell and not call it what it is, which is a baby, that's what these groups have been trying to do. And once they get to this level, they move up a step, just like what happened with abortion in the first trimester became partial birth abortion is a constitutional right. That's what these groups say. And Jeff, that is what we have to be careful for here, which is why we have to fight back these groups at every step of the fight.
That's exactly right. I mean, right now they're saying that you can do this embryo destruction because, you know, what's a human embryo? But, you know, you take that out to its logical extreme, then, you know, what about a recently born child who may have some mental disabilities? Well, why not experiment on that child? You know, we do not have the moral authority to relegate a certain class of human beings to the status of objects that can be destroyed to benefit others. You know, Jordan, imagine the outcry there'd be if a U.S. senator proposed killing mentally disabled children to harvest their organs for the benefit of persons, you know, in need of those organs. You know, human embryonic destruction and experimentation is no different, and people have got to understand that. It is no different. It treats a human being, a human person, not as an end, but as a means, as an object or a commodity to be used, manipulated, destroyed, whatever, all in the name of medical progress. No human being, from the time of conception to the time of natural death, should be sacrificed on the altar of science and technology.
Drew, very quickly, I want you to tell people as we're finishing out the program today, how important it is that they add their name to the petition so you're able to take those names to these senators today, but so that we're also able to fight for the president's veto.
Without a doubt, Jordan, we are down to the wire in the Senate. We need to hear from as many of you listeners as possible signing this petition. I take these names to leadership, to other Senate offices, say, hey, we have X number of thousands of people who are against S5 in support of S30. It's going to be a big fight, not in the Senate, not only in the Senate, but also in the House, and supporting what is going to be a presidential veto. This fight is far from over, Jordan, and we need to hear from as many people as possible.
Folks, there are two ways to join our petition to protect human life. We need you to do so as quick as possible. 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number. Again, 877-989-2255. If you've already joined the petition, give that number to your friends and family. Have them call again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Sign the petition online or call right now, 877-989-2255.